Kia ora, I'm Erin Keem and you're listening to Conversations About Closets with my closest 1,000 friends. I started this project to get me through a gloomy Seattle winter, which was hitting me hard. The thing is, I love women. Why not showcase them? Why not call women I've never met, have our first conversation, record it, and turn it into a podcast? So that's what I did. I didn't edit, I still don't. Some days I'm on fire, some days not so much, and sometimes I even forgot to ask questions about closets. But all my guests are amazing. Listen up, get to know them, you'll be glad you did. If you want to be a guest on my show, go to erinkeem.com. I'd love to meet you. Aroha for listening. Here's today's episode. Sarah.
Yes, Erin, can you hear me?
Of course I can. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Tech is absolutely hilarious. Sarah, as the owner and co-founder of The Swing Shift, I know one of the things you do is you help women modernize their tech skills. So you need to come over here and spend some time with me.
I don't know. You know, it feels like everyone has these issues. Things can be working great all day, and then all of a sudden something happens. I feel like that's the life we're living right now.
Oh, it's the tech unicorn. It just gallops across, you know, doing its own thing. Sarah Denwald, I am so happy to have you. I'm so honored. I've been looking forward to this for so long. You and Nancy created and co-founded, Nancy Jensen, The Swing Shift, and that's theswingshift.co. And I have been hearing about you for years. Erica Parker Price told me about it. Friends of mine who rent from Armoire told me about it. And Anne Pillsbury, who I adore, is one of your coaches. So I'm thrilled to actually talk to you.
Yes, no, that's wonderful. I love that we have so many people in common, and they are all wonderful and have been such great partners of The Swing Shift throughout the past few years.
Would you tell me what The Swing Shift is and how it came about, how you met Nancy and how this evolved?
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched The Swing Shift in 2017. And at the time, so backing up, The Swing Shift is a professional development company for women in career transition. And we were going through career transitions ourselves at the time. I had been in tech consulting in gaming and entertainment. And Nancy had been at Microsoft for 12 years in the SharePoint division. And she had taken some time off. And I was coming off of a year break and just really unsure of what I wanted to do next. And we, our networks got us together because they felt like we had similar goals. You know, I was talking to people about that I wanted to be in a position to help women in their careers. I didn't know exactly what that meant at the time, but I was really forthcoming that I didn't know. And just to see kind of what feedback they had. And long story, we got connected and we had worked through an idea of launching a bootcamp style program for women that were looking to get back into the workforce after a career break. So at the end of the day, you know, the job search is a game. And if you don't know how to play the game, it's really hard to get back in. And there's a lot of barriers, and there's some of them are internal, and some of them are very real external barriers that are put out there by corporations and software that they use and all sorts of things. And so really, if you can get past a lot of that, you can get where you want to be for your next career. And so we launched this bootcamp program, and we got some corporate partners to come on board as to help us with our credibility and help us finance it. And we launched that in the fall of 2017. And it was incredible. Really what we were trying to do is figure out, is there a market for this in the Northwest? And there absolutely was. We had a full class, we had a wait list. And at the time, we just wanted to do a couple of these boot camps a year and call it a day. But there was just so much more need out there. And we've just answered the feedback that we've gotten. So we've launched some different products and services, and we've had to really pivot, especially with the pandemic. And we just recently launched our first book called Back to Business with HarperCollins. And that came out late January. And so we're really excited about that. So really our focus is on that right now and some of our consumer programming that we're working on.
I have so many questions to ask you about the book. It is on my list.
which can be found on Amazon, by the way, and that is Back to Business: Finding Your Confidence, Embracing Your Skills, and Landing Your Dream Job After a Career. Hold on, it hasn't quite. After a career pause, there we go.
You did great.
And for
It's been a
some,
really long
and for
title.
some, well, for some reason, Amazon also paired it for me with a genuine leather laptop messenger bag with a pencil case for work, office, and school. I don't know why, because I don't go to school, I don't travel, and I don't need a pencil case. But bless their heart for trying to, upsell.
Yes.
So the book is absolutely available through Amazon. Please jump on to theswingshift.co to find out more about that. Before we circle back to the book, are you talking about when you were talking about the boot camps, was this the Career Catalyst program?
Yes.
Or was that something different?
Nope. This was the Career Catalyst program that we launched our company with. It was essentially our flagship program. And while we're no longer running that in-person program, the best part is that we've turned it into our book. That's essentially what our Back to Business book is about, based off of that really popular Catalyst program that we launched our company with.
Fantastic. What are some of the things that the book covers? And congratulations on getting it out in January 2021. That is quite an achievement.
Yes, thank you. It was quite a 2020 year of 2020 pandemic parenting and trying to work on this. But we're really proud of it. So the boot camp, though, is essentially the entire job search process. So many women who have taken a career break, or even those that have been working and maybe found themselves laid off unexpectedly, especially during this past year, you haven't interviewed for a while. And things have evolved since the last time you've done a lot of this stuff. And sometimes this is a really great time to reflect on maybe you want to do something different, right? But it's hard if you don't have those tools to figure out, well, how do I use my skills that I used as a product marketer and pivot into something completely different? I don't think I can. I only know product marketing. There's all these thoughts and feelings that are circling around. And so what we do is we start the book as well as the catalyst in career discernment. And it's really just a few simple exercises that start identifying past jobs that you've had, paid and unpaid, because everyone's doing a lot of volunteer work these days, and those are extremely legitimate. It's very legitimate work that you're doing and should be included in this. And think about what components of those jobs did you like? And what didn't you like? And go through every job and don't think too much about it and just start highlighting some of the commonalities that you see. And you're really going to start understanding a little bit more of, okay, what are my actual skills that I enjoy, right? What did I get awards for? Like, what are those skills that I can now talk about when I want to pivot into something different, or if I want to do something different, right? So there's a lot of discernment that can happen, but it's really how do you start talking about yourself in a compelling way? That's what all of this work is for you to really start putting together an elevator pitch, which is the more common term. So we go into discernment, and then we help you get your pitch together, whether that's while you're networking, whether you're in interviews, even in very informal social situations, you're going to use components of that. And so you want to make sure that you're prepared. And then we also move into, of course, we call it your job search toolkit, which is your resume, your LinkedIn, making sure that it looks relevant. Just the little tiny things on your resume that are old school, I guess, if you will, that could potentially, have some bias, age bias out there with recruiters that are looking at your resume. You want to just take anything out that they can put a X against you, whether they realize they're doing it or not, and making sure that it's relevant. And with LinkedIn, same thing. And then we also talk about personal brand. It's the personal brand isn't about becoming an Instagram influencer, right? It's just making sure that you're portraying yourself how you want to be portrayed to your community, to the professional world. Who is it? Who are you? And it's important to think about that. What are your values? What are you looking for in a company? How are you positioning yourself? All of that is really important. And there's ways that you can do things. And we've addressed it in detail in our book, but there's very simple things that you can do that can make a really big difference. One I'll just throw out with LinkedIn. First of all, you have to have a LinkedIn at this point. If you don't do any other social media, LinkedIn, if you're looking for a job, that's where you need to be. And just having a very complete profile with an engaging photo, you know, that's step one, right? So there's very small things that you can do that can make a big difference. And there's a lot of data that's backing that, that we have in our book. And then of course we move on to interviews, how have interviews changed? And then the all important negotiation. Where do you find the information that you need to arm yourself in a negotiation? It's more important than ever to negotiate, as we all know, with the gender pay gap and everything else, especially if you've taken a career break, you could be a little bit behind. So you really need to make sure that you're arming yourself with the data so you can go in and take the emotion out of those conversations and make sure that you're prepared. And then there's a lot more other stuff in there, too. But that's really the gist of it, if you will.
I'm ordering the book as we speak. There's so much to dive into in there. For those of you who aren't aware, an elevator pitch is basically, you imagine you're at the top of an elevator, you're going to the lobby floor or vice versa, and you've got only a few floors to explain basically what you do, why it matters, and who it's for. So it's a very valuable skill. And I love how you referred to, just circling back to, the searching for work is a game, which is fascinating because you come from a gaming and entertainment background, which I want to ask more about later. A lot of what you and I do has a lot of synchronicity. For example, one of my clients who I am teaching to be confident on Zoom, she is so anxious. And I know you help women who are anxious. One of her main anxieties is ageism. Is that a common fear for a lot of women?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. You couple that with feeling like they're too old, right? And then if they're coming off a break, then they feel like they're not relevant and they don't know what's going on. And all of that is just a spiral. Yes.
And that's part of what you do too. I'm leaping around a bit like a frog on a lily pad, but that's part of what you do when you help women understand how to modernize tech, such as learning about Slack and Google Hangouts and LinkedIn, which is upskilling for a lot of us who relaunching businesses or pivoting or returning to work. There's a lot, it can feel very overwhelming to have to learn about a lot of different platforms. So to have somebody guide you through that and tell you which ones are relevant is incredibly important. You have a great article on how to make your LinkedIn profile stand out. It's in motherly.com, motherly.ly, I think that is com. For example, I've noticed a lot of people don't use their real estate on LinkedIn to their advantage. You can have your profile picture, but you can also have a banner behind you with something relevant.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the visual pictures play a big piece of your brand, and that's an easy way to showcase who you are visually, is using that banner photo.
Absolutely. So the book again, the book title, Back to Business, just Google Back to Business and put in Sarah's name. That's Sarah Denwald, which is D-U-E-N-W-A-L-D, the U is silent, and Nancy McSherry Jensen. You have a community within SwingShift. You have a great e-learning course that's available right now. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that course was actually produced by our publisher, HarperCollins, in conjunction with the book. So a lot of people are doing both the e-course and reading the book, or if they just, you know, the e-course is a lot faster to get through. And if they're a visual learner, they can just do the e-course, but it's essentially picking out the most important pieces of each part of the book and putting together, there's some worksheets on there. It's a really easy follow along e-course, but it essentially has the same information as the book.
Fantastic.
And Erin, I did want to what you had mentioned about your client that's feeling anxious, right? You know, I think this is just so important to point out. You know, one of the things that we do is we don't focus on the confidence piece, but what we're doing is everything that we're teaching these women, we're reminding them how incredible they are, how much they gave to their profession before they took a break, like how smart, how important, how experienced, how much their skills are needed, right? And every time they're learning, like you mentioned, they're learning a new tool and you know, Slack or you know, we just break it down for them and we say, remember Messenger? It's the same thing. It's just this more, it's just a different version, right? It's just saying like, you're going to hear all of these technologies in these interviews. And don't, if you don't know something, don't let it derail you. Just know that you can learn it. It's the same stuff that you used to work on. You know, it's just, it's very intuitive. It's just called something different, right? It's our goal is to, you know, they're building up their own confidence as they're learning all of this stuff because they're reminding themselves and they're remembering, oh yeah, I have a lot to contribute. I'm smart. I'm, you know, motivated and it's going to be okay. You know, so that's kind of a great byproduct of learning this stuff is, you know, we may not focus on the confidence piece like directly, but you're building confidence as you're working through some of this stuff.
And reminding women that they are absolutely amazing and unique and precious and beautiful and intelligent and creative and exceptional and needed is totally my raison d'etre. So I am wanting to leap through the phone and just hug you right now. The other thing I love is you validate. I've explained to clients and I've also had it explained to me because I had a few years out of the workforce that what I did that was unpaid it's transferable skills. It had value, it had merit. And if you transfer it to the workforce, it's worth money.
Absolutely. I cannot stress that enough. And I'd also go one step further to be very thoughtful about the volunteer work that you're doing. You know, we have, you know, we focus on women, just statistically, 45% of them take a career break, but they're the ones running our villages, right? They're running our local nonprofits. They're running our schools. It's incredible the amount of work that they're doing, but to approach that work in a way that's like, okay, I'm not just going to do what nobody else will do, right? Sometimes we have to do that, right? Pick up the slack, but actually be proactive and say, you know what? I want to build up my project management skills. What can I do on the PTA that's going to help me do that, right? What can I manage? What project can I manage? There's a lot of different ways to just be really proactive about your time. You know, volunteering is incredible. And if you can make sure that you're using it to help you leap to that next paid work stage, it's even going to be that much more fulfilling for you.
You nailed it when you mentioned the PTA. I have a client whose involvement with her PTA, she could be the CEO of any company based on what she's been
doing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You also, the Swing Shift has a private Facebook group, which I recommend joining. You can find that on, let me one moment. Would you quote that out for me while I hunt on Facebook to make sure I can find it properly?
Yeah, it's called the Swing Shift Community. And really what we do in there, it's just a safe space to ask questions. We post some non-traditional jobs that we have a lot of companies that come to us and want to hire from our community. And we do have a job board, but we post them in there as well. You can, you know, we post resources. If there's events that we see that we think would be great for our community, we post them in there. There's a lot of stuff. And it's just a great place to, if you're going through interviews and you have questions, you can post a question in there and we, myself and my business partner absolutely will be answering you. But a lot of times you get other community members answering as well, which is really great.
You mentioned a safe space. Why is that important?
You know, a lot of times it's, people are worried or nervous that they should know something already, or that they just, they don't want to put themselves out there and, you know, say the wrong thing. But just knowing that this is, that everyone is in or has been in your position and feeling the way that you're feeling right now is just something that, you know, helps empower you a little bit more to know that, you know, it's, you know, overused, but there's no wrong question here. You know, like just know that everyone that's answering you is coming from a space of I've been in your shoes. I know how you're feeling right now. I know you might feel isolated or lonely or scared, nervous. All of those feelings, everyone has been there, including myself and my business partner. So it's just knowing that you're not alone, I think is the most important thing.
Having a place where you can be vulnerable and where you can trust the people that you're communicating with and get loving support back from, that is such a
it
gift.
Really
you, speaking of safe spaces, you recently were involved with an Elevate event. I believe you were giving away books at that. That was, I think that was only yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that was, I was involved in an event about a month ago. It was a storytelling event. I was nominated and was one of the finalists, which was wonderful. I hadn't really been to an Elevate event in a while, and it's such an amazing organization, especially the Pacific Northwest chapter, which is what I've been affiliated with. But this event was hosted in San Francisco, and I had connected with the chapter lead down there, and they were putting on doing some trainings for women that had been on a career break. And so we donated some books to give away as a raffle for that.
You mentioned before that something like 40% of 46% of women take a career pause. How many want to come back to work?
Almost all of them. It's like 94%, I believe. Almost all at some point want to come back.
I know part of the reason that I launched my business was I was desperately missing a community, which is part of what you offer with the Swing Shift. And there are benefits there. You offer community benefits. You've got community stories. And I know you also offer free access to career sessions as well. Just go to the site and enter your email. And these are recorded sessions.
Yeah, so we have a program called Hangout Habits. And really, we started this actually at the beginning of the pandemic, because what some of the program we were offering just was not going to work for the time that women had. You know, everyone was pulled in a lot of different directions. We had remote learners, including myself and my business partner, and nobody had time for a 3-hour webinar, right? And so we changed everything that we did essentially to just map to people's lives and what they needed. And we knew what they needed was still some consistency, right? Because that's key to moving forward in that job search, or just moving forward into your career transition and what you want to do next, is staying consistent. So we launched this program, and every week, every Thursday, we have a new expert on, and this can be anyone from a C-level executive talking about the hiring trends, or recruiters, or we can have coaches and experts talking about different areas, you know, career discernment, LinkedIn, resume. There's a lot of different speakers, and we like to have a vast array. We don't just want to be the ones speaking all the time, because the whole job search industry, if you will, is very subjective. There's no right answers. There's no rules. The rules change, right? And they're unwritten, and it's confusing, and it's hard, and it's depressing at times for people going through this process. And so we like to get as many voices out there as we possibly can across the US to talk about, you know, what's happening within their industries, in their companies, and what can candidates do to better show up, you know? So we just give you a really wide range of experts and insights, so that to kind of help you figure out, okay, what's going on, you know, in all different areas, and how can I adapt as needed? So that's our Hangout Habits program that we launched, and we're still doing that. And then we also launched a new program it's an accountability program. So the other missing piece especially during this pandemic, and even when we were meeting before, was the networking. You know, one barrier to women getting back is their network is stale. They haven't kept it up to date, their professional network. So we know how important that is. 85% of all job seekers get a job through their connections. And so, you know, gone are the days where you just submit your resume online and hope for the best. It just does not work like that. And if you are doing that, we recommend to stop, because that can be very demoralizing, and it's not effective. So you can, you know, there's a combination of things. And again, we talk about this in our book a lot, but the networking piece is so important. And so we started these accountability programs that will not only hold you accountable to doing certain topics that we host every week, but you're grouped with a small team So you get to know other people. You're building your community. You know, it's really helping the isolation piece of it, the networking piece, as well as making sure you stay consistent as well. And that program our new accountability program starts at the end of April, and will run for 6 weeks.
That is gold. I would like to also put a plug in for the Riveter. Back when we were meeting in person, that's where I met a lot of amazing female solopreneurs. We'd meet in person once a week, and we had an accountability group. And you can also check out the F-bomb, don't be put off by the name. And that is another great Facebook group for finding other women who are re-entering the workforce. Drat, I had an incredibly important question, which has just gone straight out of my head. Don't you hate it when that happens? Well, and it would have been the question that would have blown people's
of
minds
course.
And would have, you know, just set them on their day going, thank heavens I heard that. My life is now complete. But while I remember that, while I get out of my vague moment, you are also involved with Girls in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Girls Inc.
Help me out here.
Is a national. Yeah. And
Thank
I
you.
Sit on the board for Girls Inc. of the Pacific Northwest. It's an incredible organization. They started in Portland, Oregon, and we've recently moved or expanded, if you will, to Seattle as well in Southwest Washington. And what they do is they work with girls starting from age six all the way to 18, and they follow them throughout their schooling and kind of We call it like hugging them in programming that they don't get at home or at school. And it's, you know, in a high school, it's everything from, you know, helping resumes or wellness checkups. Right now, they're doing a lot of wellness stuff during the pandemic, making sure that girls are staying active mentally, emotionally, making sure that they're okay, check-ins. And they work with a lot of local schools to kind of enhance the, you know, in an after-school program type setting. But we just got a brand new CEO. She's incredible. We're really excited about growing that in the Seattle area as well.
I have also remembered what was jogging my memory, and it was that I wanted to applaud the fact those classes that you offer are recorded, because our schedules are constantly shifting, especially for friends of mine that now have children at home full time and are having to homeschool. So trying to return to work, that's a whole other dimension that COVID has added. Is that coming?
Oh my goodness, yes. We are living that. Our community is, I am, my business partner is, and yes, that was a very conscious decision to record everything. Because we know that people just, you know, everyone's schedules is so different, and what they can handle at any given time during the day is so different. You know, we're just emotionally exhausted. And so, yes, we still want you to be able to get that information, but we want you to be able to get it on your own time and what works for you. And that's kind of with our accountability program. We do a live kickoff every Tuesday. So you can be live online with us as we kick off the new topic, but you don't have to be. Really, the most important part is to make time to get with your group during the week, at least once, at an agreeable time for everyone. So it's because there is some effort, right, that does need to be made if you're in a position to get back to work and you're job searching. But we also understand there's minimal time that we all have right now.
Part of what I do is congruent expression, as in I help women present themselves on camera in a way that's in alignment with their values and what they want to do and what they want to achieve, very similar to what you do. Does what to wear on camera come up at all in your community? And what are some of your preferred outfits?
Yeah, you know, it definitely has come up in the beginning of the pandemic. You know, we actually brought in a newscaster, right? Because they're used to this. They're always like, online and they're always ready to be on video, right? And the normal person, we are not used to that, right? So there's, you know, everything from what you wear to your lighting to your background. And that was kind of an extra layer that we all kind of had to figure out, making sure you understood the tech. But yes, that question does come up. And sometimes though, I don't think people put enough emphasis on it or realize how much of a impact it can make. It really is part of your brand. It comes back to your personal brand. So I think I did this unconsciously, but thinking about it, Aaron, especially when you talked about, you said, I might ask you what's in your wardrobe. And first of all, I am an Armoire customer, loyal through and through for the past couple years. And when many people may have, that's a rental company, a clothing rental company, and why many people may have put those on hold during the pandemic, I kept mine going because I knew even more how important it would be. Now the focus for me is, you know, I try to do like brightly colored tops, and I've really upped my earring game. You know, I talked with one woman who was like, oh, I started wearing lipstick. You know, you do what you can when you're from the waist up. The best part is you can be in sweats, you know, from the waist below and slippers. But yeah, it's important. But I started, you know, really making sure that I was renting things that made me feel good on camera, because there's not a lot that can, right? Like you don't have a lot to work with. So that's what I've been doing.
I'm a customer of Armoire as well, and that's www.armoire, ArmoireStyle. And I have noticed they've definitely added a few more tops to their repertoire. And the thing I also tell clients is you only need one good outfit, because you're not meeting the same person day after day. So really, you only need, at worst, you know, all you need is one fallback outfit that you can put on at a moment's notice, and a designated place for Zoom, encouraging clients and your clients to create a space within their home where they can just sit down and feel instantly comfortable, knowing their lighting's right, their sound's right, and they will be able to present themselves in the best way that
absolutely
they want to present themselves.
I think too, if it is something that's like a job interview, to make sure that you do practice with the technology, you know, it. Even now, you know, there's tons of video technologies out there. Some companies use their own internal technologies, and, you know, I am very confident that I can use any of them, but there's still times where I'm like, oh, I have to download this software first before I can use it. And that takes time. And so just really make sure that you've prepared, I think, is also important. It will, you know, kind of eliminate some of those last minute snafus that kind of get your heart rate up that you don't want to have in the beginning of an interview.
And practice, just rehearse with a friend, record yourself and then play it back and see how you look. Or you could go to the swingshift.co, because there are also additional packages. You offer a package for job search tools. You offer the interview intensive, which is practice for those unpredictable phone and in-person interviews, which is perfect. So you do have that available, and it's probably the best 3 hours you can invest in, because you do mock interview prep, you do interview best practices, and you do negotiation tools. So I just wanted to give a shout out for that. Hey, you are most happy, and I'm quoting from stalking your Facebook. Actually, no, this was on the website. You're most happy with a weekend with no agenda or to-do list.
You know, it happened a lot in the last year, which was amazing. But now that I have two young kids, 8 and a 6-year-old, and we actually just relocated recently. So now they're back doing some sports on the weekends. So now we're somewhat scheduled again, but I will say it is kind of nice. You know, the kids are doing something active. I don't have to entertain them. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed having those weekends. But I'm also happy to kind of re-engage again with people in the community, and still in safe distances, but it's exciting.
I am excited about the chance of actually meeting you in
I
person, but
am.
are
So
you from
I just
Oregon?
moved from Seattle a few months ago, but I will be in, I'm in Bend, Oregon, Central Oregon now, but I will be in Seattle a lot for work and for other, for visiting. So Aaron, you're in Seattle, correct? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue. I'm on the east side. I'm staring at
Yeah,
Woodfront
so we
Cinema, so to
absolutely
speak.
will cross paths for sure. I'll be up there a lot.
That I very, very much look forward to. I do not enjoy driving. I do like being on camera. I've got a TV background, so I'm happy with that. But I am desperate to
I
hug
know,
other women.
same. I can't wait. I can't wait to go to some of those events that we used to go to and, you know, with the Riveter, and I'm so looking forward to that.
Even if it is socially distanced and with
Yes.
very stylish masks, it will happen. Sarah, I'm so glad we connected, and I really appreciate your time. You were somebody that I was dying to talk to, and I know you have a lot on your plate, not that all women do these days, but I'm really grateful we connected. Thank you so much for your time today. And is there any, the best way to contact you is LinkedIn. Go check out Sarah's profile. That's a great example, or the swingshift.co.
Yes, Erin, thank you
Thank you
so much.
again
I
for
had a
your
great
time.
time. I appreciate
Yay!
Bye.
See you in person.